This episode is brought to you by The Manor, a premier addiction treatment facility in the hills of Wisconsin's Kettle Moraine Forest. Their program offers a tailored approach to those struggling with addiction in a secluded setting with no more than 11 men and women. With highly personalized treatment focused on trauma, Dr. Chantal Thomas and her expert team offer an authentic experience, creating the kind of deep emotional change that's crucial for long-term recovery. If you or someone you love are struggling with addiction, call The Manor at 414-930-1930. You can learn more about The Manor by clicking the link in the show notes or by visiting discoverthemanor.com. Thank you for listening to The Path to Authenticity. My name's Tom Gentry. I think of this show as the opposite of small talk. You'll hear real conversations with real people who know who they are. We talk about what makes them who they are, how they became who they are, and how we might become truer expressions of who we are. Your first time here, thanks for checking it out. If not, thanks for coming back. I'm Tom Gentry, and this is The Path to Authenticity, episode 155 for December 21st, 2021. Just a few weeks ago, I was thinking to myself, has this been a good year? And then my mom died. I went to her funeral and then I got COVID-19. And you know, I suppose it's been a good year overall. But man, I am ready for it to be over. I'm ready for a change. I'm ready for 2022. And I've gotten out of my routine over these last few weeks. If you've paid close attention to the podcast, you know I've re-released several episodes that came out early on. And I sort of had a stockpile of interviews that I had done and used all those. And I've been working on other stuff. I've been working on two new podcasts, one of which I just released the trailer for. That's Good Counsel with my friend Eric Bricker, which is set to launch January 1, something we've been working on for a while. I did an episode a while back with Eric to talk about it. And so that's going to be a semi-weekly podcast that again comes out at the top of the year, where he interviews therapists and other helping professionals. He's got several great episodes in the can, ready to be released, and he's really excited about it. So am I. So that's been a fun project for me to work on in 2021. Then I have a new podcast of my own, which I've sort of teased to you guys over the last few months, 20 questions. My plan is to have the first episode of that show ready for the beginning of the year, and to launch a season of episodes, probably a season of 20 episodes. So I have some work to do with that. But I just thought I'd take a little time in this episode to sort of review the year maybe look back at some of these episodes I've done since the beginning of 2021. The year started off with an episode with an art gallery owner in California named Matt Kennedy. The first episode of the year was one like this. It was just me doing a little monologue thing where I talked about how I turned a walk-in closet in my spare bedroom into a little recording studio, which I'm not using right now, which is why you probably hear some background noise that you might not ordinarily hear. I live right beside the main train station, Amtrak station, in downtown West Palm Beach, Florida. So, until I had this little makeshift studio, it was pretty common to hear the train in the background of the episodes. So that was the January 1 episode that I released, episode 102. And then very shortly after that, on the 5th of January, I released an episode with a feminist philosopher named Heather Stewart, which was a lot of fun. And we talked a lot about politics and ended up revisiting that and doing a follow-up episode a couple weeks later, sort of in response to January 6th. So it was a crazy year. It started off as crazy as could be. Then the next episode I did in January was with my friend Alan Schwartz, who is the man who took the phone call from me when I called rehab back in 1996. And we've remained friends. We've worked together. So that was a lot of fun. Did a couple episodes with my friend Ed Tilton on getting real about manhood. He and I are working on some stuff going forward. So hopefully I'll have a new project with him that launches in January that will be a live show on Clubhouse that we'll also record as a podcast. That's all I'm going to say about that right now. But I went on to do an episode with a guy named Gus Castellanos, who's a mindfulness expert. That's one of the better performing episodes that I've had. It seemed to generate a lot of interest. That's episode 108 from February 2nd. Then I interviewed a fashion entrepreneur named Evan Strusent, who's got a company named Highway Robbery. That was a lot of fun. Interviewed a psychiatrist named Dr. Todd Camersell, who's with The Manor, one of the sponsors of the show. Got some really cool clips from that. Had some laughs. And that was one of those episodes that I'd never met this guy, never had a conversation. I knew he was very highly regarded, but I didn't really have a lot of expectations about how the episode would go, and I had a blast. Back in the beginning of March, I interviewed a brand strategist named Mike Iamelli. Another great episode. Talked a lot about manhood. And he had a little bit of a unique slant on it compared to some of the other guests with whom I've discussed that topic, but I really enjoyed it. And then Gina Maffa. Did two episodes with her in March. And she's become a dear friend. Therapist in Manhattan, specializing in grief. Just got a book deal. She's incredible. And Gina was one of a handful of guests who I sort of followed onto Clubhouse and followed her into some rooms on Clubhouse and sort of, she's the one who got me talking on Clubhouse. And if you've listened to this podcast since then, I've talked about it a lot. And if you don't know anything about Clubhouse, if you've never been on Clubhouse, probably sick of hearing me talk about it. But if you don't know anything about Clubhouse, it's a drop-in social media app where essentially, maybe you could think of it as sort of interactive AM radio. Lots of topics of discussion. And there's a moderator who sort of leads it and controls who has access to the microphone and who doesn't. But if there's one big thing that has happened for me in 2021, it's Clubhouse. It's been great in terms of meeting people. I've made friends all over the world, literally all over the world. People who I love, some of whom are probably listening to this right now. So, my Canadians. So, if for no other reason, that has made Clubhouse fantastic and brought a lot of love and enjoyment into my life. But I've also used it to record interviews for this podcast, which has been a blast because it gives me an opportunity to interview people live, to let an audience listen in, to record pretty efficiently in a way where I need minimal editing of the interview itself in order to get clean sound. And it's an opportunity for me to use the content more than once and engage the audience, which is something, if you've listened to this, if you've followed this podcast, you know that that's something that's important to me. Speaking of which, the January Journaling Challenge. If you haven't signed up for that and you're interested in some introspective writing and engaging in a community experience with listeners from this podcast, there's a link in the show notes. I'll send you a writing prompt for every day of the month. And it's probably going to start with one to close out 2021. Where maybe I'll ask you to comment on what's ending for you and what does the beginning of 2022 signal for you? What are you determined to have happen with your life in this coming year? So that's been something, sort of something new that I decided to do to sort of deepen the engagement with the audience. And Clubhouse has been a way that I've tried to gain listeners and gain a following and engage with that following. And it's been pretty satisfying in that regard. It's really the only social medium I've ever used where it felt like, you know, this is actually working for me. And this is good for what I'm trying to do in the world. Another thing that's been great about it for me is that there's something about talking on Clubhouse and hearing myself talk and just sort of observing the subject matter that I'm talking about. It's helping me gather my thoughts. It's helping me hone a message. And specifically, It's helping me hone a message for my writing, which, again, if you know me and you know this podcast and how it came about, why it came about, initially I launched this podcast to build an audience for my writing. And what has happened is that I found that I really enjoy just doing this, what I'm doing right now, talking to you and talking to people. It's been a blast. And so I've sort of reevaluated, where does my writing fit into all this? What part of the picture is it versus the podcast itself? What do I want to do next? So I've made some headway there, you know, where I've had several ideas and concepts for books over the last few years, sort of trying to figure out how all the ideas fit together and what I want to do with them this year, largely as a result of my engagement on Clubhouse and the conversations I've had on Clubhouse. I've sorted that out. I know what I want to write about, and I've started to write a manuscript. Was making some pretty strong progress with that in November. And then that sort of stalled when I lost my mom. I've continued to write some, but not the way I was. And it's not like a writer's block sort of thing. It's just that there was, you know, the personal stuff was just taking up too much space in my world. I've devoted time to family. And then, of course, getting sick. I haven't felt like doing a whole lot. This actually feels like a lot right now. But have that going on. And I created a sort of show on Clubhouse. One of the things I decided, I guess about this time last year, is that I wanted to have a daily podcast, or at least Monday through Friday, something more consistent than just once a week and different than the path to authenticity. And so what I ended up coming up with was a room on Clubhouse where I used the 20 questions that I developed for guests of this show and interviewed people with those. And so now that's the new podcast that I'm going to have coming out here in the next couple weeks. I'm excited about it. It's been a blast. It's been sort of a different approach to the interview process. It's a concept that more people are open to than the normal guests that I have on the show. You know, it's something that listeners are even willing to engage in with me. Just people. Not people who are necessarily out there trying to make a name for themselves for one reason or another. Just anyone. And I feel like it's been a good way for me to engage the various audiences that I connect with on Clubhouse and with the podcast. And help people get to know who they're hearing. And these 20 questions have felt like just the source of a lot of good conversation. It's been a blast. Haven't done one for a while. I haven't recorded one live for a while. But one thing I did do several months back was contact all the past guests of the show and invite them to record an episode of that with me. And right now I have 20 or so recorded that I need to edit and produce. So I'm going to do that and release a season. Coming right up. So that's a lot of what has happened on Clubhouse. just besides making friends, people who I love. Back in April, I interviewed a model, Luisa Latavis. That was a first. I interviewed several podcasters throughout the year. Went back to my friend Safaa Kagan, did two more episodes with her. Interviewed a life design coach named Jesse Carroll, who approaches life coaching from a design standpoint, which is her area of expertise. A hypnotherapist named Jennifer Schluter, who lives in South Africa. The wonderful relationship strategist Dimple Thakrar, who just released a book of her own, along with Mark Sefton, who did as well on the very same day. The intuitive coach Sasha Lipskaya, who's also become a friend. Beautiful person. Interviewed Lee McCormick, who has become a friend. Very interesting, fascinating guy. Interviewed a former client of mine who I helped get help for his son. So he was sort of an anonymous guest, but we talked about the process of getting him treatment, getting treatment for his son, the process that we worked through together to help his family address the addiction issue it suffered from. That kid's been sober almost 2 years now. He's not a kid, he's a man. He's turned into a good man. Interviewed my friend Carl Hewlin, who lives in Jersey, the island in the UK. Another Clubhouse friend who is just wonderful. Amani Sharif, who there aren't enough superlatives to describe everything about her. She's beautiful, she's smart, she's powerful, she's everything. That was a great episode that came out back on September 14th. I told my story of recovery in episode 140, which came out on September 7th, which was the 25th anniversary of my sobriety date. That's something I kind of always knew that I'd do at one point. Wasn't sure when, and that seemed like the right time. Another incredible episode that I felt so privileged to do was with Sri Preetaji, the author and philosopher. That's called Living in a Beautiful State, episode 145 from October 12th. Interviewed a couple therapists from Boca Raton, Wendy Weaver, Ariel Kanitz. Interviewed the sexual embodiment coach, Yulia Rose. And then more recently was one of my favorites probably of all, with David Sauvage. And later with his friend, Avi. The two of whom do weekly rooms on Clubhouse. So, it's been a great year of episodes. It's been a great year. It's been a painful year, too. It's been a year for me to reckon with some deep issues that I've really had a difficult time addressing in life. And this is the year when I've really begun to tend my deepest wounds. It's been painful. It's been a painful year, especially losing my mom. It hasn't quite hit me yet. A little bit of it just hit me right now as I spoke those words. But the key part of that for me is I had a great mom. And the highlight of my year was the episode that we did together. I'm so glad I didn't wait. And I'm so grateful I took the time to ask her all the questions that I did. And I'm so grateful that I have that to always go back to. And in losing her, spending time with my siblings, the week of her funeral, her absence, I feel opened me up to connecting with my siblings in a different way. And I realized how much I love them and how much I've missed them all these years. And at this point, in the middle of December of 2021, after having lived in South Florida for 25 years, I'm really thinking I'm going to move back in the next few months. Because it felt good to be surrounded by family and to be surrounded by love and to be who I am now rather than who I was then the last time I lived there. A lot has changed, but it was good. It was good. I was reminded of how much love I have in my life and began to question, why do I want to be separate from this? And I've had legitimate reasons to be apart from them, but those reasons are running out. And it's beginning to make a lot more sense to me to be there rather than here. And if you know me, you know I've said that this where I live now has never really felt like home. I've been here because my son's here. And, but he's not always going to be here either. So I've had in my mind over the last several years that when he goes away to school a couple years from now, I'm going to be somewhere else. I just hadn't decided where. And as much as I might have not wanted to admit it over the years, Indiana has always been home. And it hasn't felt like I belonged there. I felt like I needed to leave there, and I didn't belong there for a long time. But I'm definitely beginning to think I belong there now. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I have some ambitious goals for the beginning of the year. Just some of which I've described here today. But there are more. And I'm just kind of, my ass is on fire, man. I'm ready for some new stuff. I'm ready for change. I'm ready for something different. I'm fired up in certain ways. So As always, I just want to thank you guys for taking the time with me this year, for listening to the show. I really have to give a shout out to the guys in my men's group, who I love, who have shown up for me in my sickness over the last 2 weeks, and who have been really clear about how much they care about me and how much they love me, and I love them. It has been such a grounding force in my life, having these men to connect with. And support. And they've supported me. And they've reminded me at times that I'm capable. Capable of big things. And, a couple of them have just really gone out of their way over the last few weeks to convey to me how much they believe in me and how much they see in me, which maybe I haven't seen in myself. So, if any of you guys are listening, I love you and thank you. You mean a lot to me. And I don't know what I'd do without you. So, I hope you join this January journaling challenge with us. I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be a good way to start the year. And it's something I've done to motivate myself to connect in a different way and on a deeper level with people who listen to the show. So I hope you'll afford me that opportunity to connect with you. And I wish you blessings for 2022. I wish you peace for whatever it is that may have pained you in 2021, whatever heartache you may have experienced. I wish you comfort in that. And above all, I just thank you for being there, for listening, for investing your time in this show and in me, and for giving me a sense of purpose. So, I hope you have a great year. I wish love to you and your family. And I wish you peace with yourself and trust in yourself and I ask of you that you ponder your own divinity and all the good that you have in your heart and all the things you're capable of, and ask you to honor yourself and be true to yourself. Thanks again. It's going to be a good year. Be nice.
That's our story. I hope you enjoyed the punk rock hour. And we have one last piece of music for you. It goes like this.
Okay, go.
Thank you. Good night.